We're trying to send a message.
I'm against Quist.
A large number of Montanans are actually independents.
I voted for Trump.
I don't know a whole lot about him, but I sure don't like Gianforte.
I go for who has more experience and more of the heart.
You're hearing there the voters of Montana, where I've been hanging out for the last week or so, along with Takeaway producer Mara Silvers. Now, these voters are not necessarily the most sought-after group in American politics, but there's a special election for that state's sole House seat today. Ryan Zinke was the congressman who held that seat, but now he's the Secretary of the Interior. So first, let me introduce the candidates. Republican Greg Gianforte is a wealthy businessman. He's a tech guy. He's very conservative. And he ran for governor last year and lost. Although you may know him better now as the man who's been charged with assaulting reporter Ben Jacobs of The Guardian after Jacobs asked him questions about health care last night.
Get the hell out of here!
Washington, D.C. now has the highest incomes in America. They can't balance the budget. They shouldn't get paid. I'm Greg Gianforte, and I prove this message because I'm on Montana's side.
A very confident man, very sure of himself. He comes across like a CEO. He's a doer.
That's longtime Montana political journalist and analyst Chuck Johnson, who also talked to me about the Democrat in this race. He's an unlikely candidate, a well-known folk singer in a white Stetson, Rob Quist.
He is far better known, I think, than Greg Gianforte. He's self-employed, had some financial problems, and that's something that we've seen the Republicans and Gianforte exploit.
Now, let's be honest. Ordinarily, a special election in deep red Montana wouldn't be very interesting for anyone outside of Montana, because Montana is famously insular when it comes to its politics. They want to keep the government out, except maybe when it comes to the public lands where the hunting and the fishing go on.
Montana politics is about local relationships. It's about local concerns, not about people don't necessarily focus on the national politics as much as they focus on what's going on right here.
That is David Kendall. He's a local Democratic Party official in Montana. Echoing what lots of Montanans told me in the run-up to this election, they care about what's happening locally, not nationally.
Not selling of our land, that's extremely important. We don't want to sell our land.
We need our public lands for fishing and that kind of thing. And
you know, this is our state. It's beautiful. We don't want to lose any of this.
I guess my vote counts, but whether that means whether it's pro-Trump or against Trump, I'm not worried about the message.
Definitely, there are a lot of independents and a large number of Republicans that definitely want to vote for Rob Quist. I don't think they're thinking of him as being a Democrat. They think of him as a neighbor, as a friend, someone they know and they can trust.
I do follow politics quite a bit, but I'm too busy to go to listen to somebody else, whatever their beliefs are, because I got work to do. I got things to do, and I don't have an hour or 3 hours to waste to go do that.
Those are some of the voters we talk to, Montanans who say they're not voting based on national politics. But outside Montana, this special election is about one thing and only one thing: President Donald Trump.
This election was a referendum on common sense. And that's what Greg's going to bring to the table. As I said earlier, this is someone who, like my father, has actually created jobs, has actually started businesses.
The status quo in Washington before Donald Trump became president, the status quo is not working. We need real change.
That's Donald Trump Jr. stumping for Greg Gianforte there in Montana. And Bernie Sanders, he did a four-city swing to turn out Democrats for Rob Quist, filling sports arenas for his rallies. Rob Quist has raised $6 million in outside donations, and Greg Gianforte has strong backing from Republican campaign operations. And then, this week, in the final days of campaigning and with the race tightening, the president himself got involved.
Hi, this is President Donald Trump, and I know what the people of Montana really want and really care about. So get to the polls and vote for Greg. That's Greg Gianforte. You'll be very proud of him for years to come. Thanks a lot.
President Trump won by 20 points, an easy victory in Montana in 2016. But for the first time now since taking office, the president's approval ratings in Republican Montana are under 50%. Remember Dave Kendall, the Missoula Democratic official? All Montana politics is local.
They focus on what's going on right here.
Well, about 30 seconds later, Dave turned around and said this.
People are totally motivated by what they see going on in Washington, and that's why they want to come out and vote. And it's easy to get turned off by politics. It's pretty cynical right now. But right now, people are coming out in a way that, because they have to. It's about the future of our country and our lands and our lives. So this is a highly motivating situation.
Even an experienced political leader like Dave Kendall knows that even if it's not the Montana way, this race is largely about Trump. We talked to Robert Albutri. He's a cook in Missoula.
I voted for Trump, but you know what? As me, as a person that voted, I have a right to say that, well, our president is not doing that great, and I wish that he would step it up some more. You know, I'm independent, but other than that, I mean, I would like to see Quest come and play because I've read up a lot on him, and I mean, I read up on the other guy too, and even though he's a Republican side, but I just, I go for who has the more experience and more of the heart.
Here's Sally Mock. She's a longtime political analyst and journalist from Montana Public Radio. She says to win, Rob Quist needs a near impossible trick shot. Huge anti-Trump Democratic turnout, nearly all the independents, and for souring Republicans to stay home.
If Greg Gianforte wins the race, I think that says that Montanans are doing what they were expected to do, that they are keeping the seat in Republican hands. I'm not sure you could interpret that as any kind of message about Donald Trump.
And if Rob Quist pulls a shocker?
I think if that were to happen, it would be a huge upset, and it would be a signal to probably Republicans and the administration that things are going too badly for people to have faith anymore.
Whether Montanans like it or not, the nation and especially Washington are watching today's race. Three of Montana's biggest newspapers have now rescinded their endorsements of Greg Gianforte now that he's been charged with assaulting a reporter, a confrontation that's on tape.
Sick and tired of you guys!
Meanwhile, Gianforte's party and the House Republicans he's hoping to join have said nothing. How will this incident affect the race? An estimated half of Montanans have already cast ballots in early voting, but Montana also has same-day registration. And that means that anyone who goes to the polls today can register and vote. And however Montanans decide this race should go, the political parties in Washington will take a message about Donald Trump. This is The Takeaway.